message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to know that you are in for an encounter this morning. Turn to your neighbor and say, I am in for an encounter. Say, I am in for an encounter. And I'm coming out glorious from this encounter. In the name of Jesus. I want to thank God for His grace and His mercy upon each and every one of us. And for giving us all the privilege to be here once again. It's a good place for us to chime our hands together to celebrate the faithfulness of God and His blessings upon our lives. If you are clapping your hand for Jesus, you can do better than that. Clapping is a form of worship. Clapping is a form of worship. And I want you to also know that clapping is a weapon of warfare. I will not be talking about that this morning. You clap to confuse the enemy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. I also want to appreciate our Father in the Lord, Senior Pastor of this great commission, for the great opportunity He has granted unto me to stand before the people of God this morning, sir. I pray that the Lord will bless you more and more in the name of Jesus. Mama, we appreciate you. We love you. We pray that the Lord will be with you. I know Mama is watching us. So Mama, we love you. God bless you, Ma. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Breakthrough Encounter Match Edition. The theme is destroying opposition to celebration. Hallelujah. And God will bless the media for this particular design. Because I'll be talking about this design. I got a message from this design. Hallelujah. That feast means something. Praise the Lord. I trust that the Holy Spirit will give me the grace to talk about that. Hallelujah. This morning is a time for a counter. Destroying opposition to celebration. I want you to know that you are designed by God for celebration in life. God did not want you and I to be without celebration and happiness. The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, says, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love Him. Good thing. It says in Jeremiah 29:11. Says, for the thoughts that I have towards you are thought of peace. Good. Thought of peace. Thought of you doing well. Not of evil. To give you an expected end. To give you a hope and a future. To give you your desire, destiny. To help you to achieve His plan and purpose for your life. That is the desire of God. So God wants you to celebrate. And you will celebrate in the name of Jesus. Your celebration in life cannot be lost. And it shall not be lost in the name of Jesus. You must celebrate. Say, I must celebrate. Say, I must celebrate. You know, our Father in the Lord, Papa used to say in my place, so I want to take a cue from my father. In my place, there's a greeting that we greet people. When something good happens, that is the things of joy, the things of celebration will not cease in your household in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Another word for celebration is jubilation. Jubilation, to jubilate. Another word for celebration is dancing. When you are rejoicing, you are dancing. Another word is rejoicing. Felicitation, being happy. And I pray that you will be happy all the days of your life and you will celebrate in the name of Jesus. See, many times our celebration and testimony has been released by heaven. But oppositions sometimes hinder those manifestations of those celebrations. They have been released. They've been given. They've been granted. But sometimes opposition will hinder it. Hallelujah. Let me make a little scenario. Sometimes you've been desiring an financial assistant, and maybe you're a student, you've spoken to your brother or your uncle or your parent, and they said, don't worry, tomorrow I'll transfer the money, maybe 100K, I'll transfer it to you. And in the morning, tomorrow morning, when you're up, you check your phone, you've not seen any alert, and you call daddy. Daddy said, I've sent the money since yesterday. Yeah, but I've not seen it. I've sent it since yesterday. Daddy, are you sure? Daddy did a screenshot of the alert to his own side, the debit alert, and sent it to him. And you can see that definitely daddy has sent the money. But the money has not dropped. You will not start celebrating yet. The thing has been released. But somehow, via the system, the financial system, the computer system, the thing is hanging somewhere. I've once did a transfer like that to somebody that wanted to do a project. A transfer of 50K. One of our beloved brother who graduated some few years ago. And the thing went hanging for 3 months. He didn't get it. I didn't get it. He did not receive it. I did not receive it. And we're chasing after the money all over the place before we eventually got the money back. Praise the Lord. I tell you, that is the same way. When the alert finally comes at 6 p.m. in the evening, what will you do? You will jump up. Hallelujah. Thank God. You will be happy. Something hindered it. Not that daddy did not send it. Not that your request has not been released. It has been released, but there was an opposition. There was something that hindered it and said, this thing is not dropping. Praise the Lord. It could be a technical issue. It could be hair up from daddy or something. I pray for you this morning. Any opposition to your progress and celebration is canceled in the name of Jesus. Paul the Apostle says something in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 9. 1 Corinthians 16 9. Say, a great door, effectual, has been opened unto me. But what? There are many adversaries. There are many adversaries. What is an opposition? Number one, an opposition is an adversary to one's progress and advancement. An opposition is an adversary to one's progress and advancement. Number two, what is an opposition? An opposition is resistance. Resistance to promotion, to breakthrough. Resistance to promotion, to breakthrough. Number three, what is an opposition? An opposition can be in form of an antagonist. An antagonist. Somebody that will antagonize you. Say bad about you. Talk evil of people. An antagonist. And I want us to know, anyone that is an antagonist is an agent of the devil. Because the Bible said, the devil is an antagonist, is the chief antagonist. So when somebody is antagonizing, that person is an agent of the devil. And should be treated as such. Should be treated as such. Praise the Lord. An enemy to development is an opposition. What is an opposition? An opposition could be a form of a barrier. A barrier. Like, I want to pass through this place to come to this place. This, if there is no road here, this speaker becomes a barrier, preventing access to the keyboard. I pray for someone this morning. Every barrier to your celebration shall be removed in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. What hinders celebration? What are the things that can easily hinder our celebration? Number one on the list are spiritual forces. Spiritual forces. Turn with me your Bible. So the book of Ephesians. I want us to turn our Bible. I know we are going to project, but I want us to turn our Bible so that we will not... Sometimes We don't get used to turning our Bibles. Turn with me to the book of Ephesians, chapter 12. And I read, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in high places." Hallelujah. Now, this scripture made me to know that spiritual forces are real. Hallelujah. You must understand that spiritual forces are very much around. And we are engaged in battle for the enforcement of our victory. We are not engaged in battle to have victory, but for the enforcement of our victory, because Christ has obtained victory for us. But we have to enforce it. So you are engaged to enforce your victory, for you to assess your celebration. And he says something. He said, against rulers of darkness of this age. That means in every age, there is always principalities and rulers of darkness of that age. And that is why you will see that certain things are predominant in this particular generation. It's as a result of the ruler of this present age. May we be delivered from such in the name of Jesus. And what these rulers do is they engage people in their desires, thereby shutting themselves off from link and connection to God. Praise the Lord. And I want you to know, spiritual forces are very real. But we thank God because we are not engaged with them physically. For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal. For the pulling down of stronghold, it's not carnal. And that is why you cannot fight spiritual forces with carnal power, with carnal mind. Your mindset is carnal. You can't fight spiritually. A carnal man cannot rule spiritually. And that is why anybody that is carnal can never excel in spiritual domain. It's not possible. Can't excel in spiritual domain. Carnality will not allow such. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Doors will be open, or has been open, but forces of darkness will want to close such doors or prevent access into it. And I decree in the name of Jesus, every power of darkness opposing your celebration shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Sometimes the doors have been opened, but you need to walk through the door so they prevent access. Sometimes you want to walk, but they make sure that the door is not open. And spiritual forces operate in different levels. Time will not permit me to go into that. Number two, his environmental stroke family forces. Environmental stroke family forces. The book of 1 Chronicles. Media, you can help us project this quickly. 1 Chronicles chapter 5. I'm reading from verse 1 to 2. 1 Chronicles chapter 5. "Now the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, for he was the first son." Go back. "For he was the firstborn." Look at it. There is a semicolon there. We are not disputing that Reuben was the first son. There's no dispute about that. Semicolon established. But, comma, something happened. Let's go on, please. "For as much as he defiled his father's bed, carnality, his birthright was given unto the sons of Joseph, the sons of Israel," comma, that's an established fact also, colon. "And the genealogy is not to be reckoned after the birthright." Till today, there's no tribe called the Reuben tribe. Erased. Now, the question is this. This is where I'm going. Reuben, maybe, I don't know how many thousands of years ago, He's gone. But he has children. But they owns no birthright in Israel. Their birthright was given to the son of Joseph. Joseph had two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. So one was given to Manasseh, and the right of Joseph was given to Ephraim. But the birthright of Reuben was erased and taken away. Now, Reuben was not gone, but his entire generation are still carrying that, the consequences of that action that somebody thousands of years ago has taken. They're still carrying out that same, partaking in that cause, except for the mercies of God. Except for the mercies of God. Praise the Lord. You see, things that forefathers have done that me and you don't even know anything about can't be used as a stumbling block, as an opposition. The enemy can lay claim to it and say, the father made so and so pledge to us. So it can't happen. I believe many of us have seen such in some of these Nollywood movies and all those. They are real. Environmental forces. I want you to know that it's not everybody that is looking at you and laughing at you that is happy with you. There are some people in your locality, they don't like your progress. The fact that you are waking up every morning, you don't have a job, but you are even waking up, is making them sad. I'm telling you. You say, what did I have? You have your life. You have yourself. And they don't want you to even have that. So there are environmental principalities and forces that opposes opposition. And let me tell you this. This also operates everywhere. Yeah, it operates everywhere. And that is why every one of us must be ready to fight our battle. Don't be deceived. Joseph's celebration was delayed and opposed by those who are of his own family. If not for God's mercy. If not that Joseph decided to say no. He was opposed by his own family. He was opposed by environmental factor, the wife of Potiphar. If he has gone into the woman, he would have lost it. Environmental factor. But he said no. Then when he got to the prison, environmental factor also were there to make him not to access to the throne. I pray for you today. Every forces of darkness that does not want you to access your throne shall be put to shame in the name of Jesus. Number three is a life of iniquity. A life of iniquity. Sin is a destroyer. Sin is a destroyer. Sin is a destroyer. Sin is a destroyer. A life of iniquity. I just said it earlier. A life of iniquity is a life of carnality. And a carnal man is an enmity with God. A carnal-minded person is opposition to God. So, a lot of times, celebrations are hindered by carnality, iniquity. They are, but I'm not doing iniquity, but you are supporting iniquity. I don't know if you are getting it. I'm not doing iniquity. I'm a child of God. But there is somebody who is your friend, who is iniquitous in nature, and you condone it. I will not say more than that. In military, we call it felony. You see, brethren, we have to know one thing. Light and darkness does not relate. Light and darkness don't relate. You cannot be against light. Eh? And at the same time, you said, I want to love light. No. You cannot combine the two. You cannot. So, brethren, when somebody around you is living an iniquitous life, a life of sin, or behaving in a way that is ungodly, or doing things that is not right, or saying things that is not right, and you also decide to stay, you can become affected by such. And that could form a stumbling block to your celebration. A life of iniquity is not a life that glorifies God. In the book of Isaiah chapter 59, verse 2, the Bible says, your sin has separated you from God, but your iniquity has separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. He will not hear, and he cannot hear. Praise the Lord. Number four. Number one is what? Number two. Number three. And number four is financial limitations. Financial limitation. Poverty is not a good thing. Poverty is a bad thing. It hinders celebration. Your financial capacity has certain influences on your level of celebration. Your financial capacity. And don't be deceived. Money is good. It's the love of money that is bad. The question is, sir, if you say money is good and I should get money, then I must love money, because it's what you love that you get. Brethren, let me tell you this. That's not the kind of love we are talking about. When you make money, mammon, to become your God, as in money has now superseded every other thing in your life, it becomes evil. Bible says money answereth all things. Brethren, money is a tool. Money is a servant. The moment money becomes your master, you are off. Is it true? So your level of financial capacity has certain influences on your level of celebration. And that is why God in his infinite mercy says, I wish above all things that thou mayest what? Prosper. God's desire is that you prosper. Say, blessed be the Lord who delights, who takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. So God wants you and I to enjoy blessings, so that celebration will not be scarce and scanty in our life. But the enemy puts limitations. When a man is limited financially, he becomes limited in accomplishment. When a man is limited financially, he's limited in accomplishment. Brethren, you will not be limited financially in the name of Jesus. I told someone, I said, I'm not praying for the kind of wealth that many people are praying for. No. I'm not praying for the kind of wealth many people are praying for. I want to be prosperous. Not to be rich, but I want to be prosperous. I want to be prosperous to do the things that pleases God, to do the things that brings glory to God, to do things that increase the kingdom and blesses humanity. That is true riches. And these are the things that bring celebration. Somebody's school fees, I'm able to pay. The person will celebrate, I will also partake in it. Somebody is getting married, oh, I'm sponsoring the wedding, I'm also participating. Somebody say, oh, I just got the visa, but I don't have money to buy ticket. Oh, take, go, do well and prosper, I also participate. Somebody is sick, I say, oh, no need to go to hospital, I'm building an hospital. That is the kind of prosperity we are talking about, that brings celebration. And I pray that God will open you and I up to such in the name of Jesus. Number five, is the spirit of delay. The spirit of delay. I pray for someone this morning. You will not be under the yoke of the spirit of delay in the name of Jesus. It's a frustrating spirit. It's one of the most wicked spirits. Spirit of delay is one of the most wicked spirits. I'm telling you, can make a man to lose his soul. A very, very frustrating spirit. Deuteronomy chapter 2. Deuteronomy chapter 2. I read from verse 1. And then we turn and journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea as the Lord spake unto me. And we compass Mount Seir many days. Let's go on. And the Lord spake unto me saying, ye have compassed this mountain long enough. Turn ye northward. Praise the Lord. They stayed at that mountain. That many days that you saw in the Bible there is many years. They were in the wilderness for how many years? 40 good years. Delayed. What's supposed to take 40 days took 40 years. Ah! That's the spirit of delay. I pray for someone this morning that is under any yoke of spirit of delay. That yoke is broken in the name of Jesus. One of the grace that is upon the servant of God in this house that people like us have tapped into is this grace of speedy accomplishment. Speedy accomplishment. Speedy accomplishment. And if you are sitting here, or you are hearing me, please tap into this same grace. It's available in the house. Speedy accomplishment. Brethren, delay can turn to become denier. Many times the enemy can take away celebration, cannot take it away, but they can cause delay to frustrate, to make you lose your faith in God, and to make you to give up on your destiny and purpose in life. Delay is of the devil, as progress is from God. Maybe you are thinking, but God, sometimes God also creates delays. Delays from God are not delay, they are development. Not delay. When you pray and you do receive answer to something, God is not delaying. He's building you. He's preparing you. He's cooking you up to come out better. It is the delay from the devil that leads to denial. May you not be denied of your celebration in the name of Jesus. Number 6 is disfavor. Disfavor, 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 disfavor. Favor is very important for you to enjoy continual celebration. Favor is one of the key ingredients for celebration. In pharmaceuticals, there are some materials we call APIs. Call them active pharmaceutical ingredients. Now, we have several other things. For example, to make paracetamol, there are several other things that are there. But there is one thing that is the key ingredient. That is paraffinaminophenol. That's the paracetamol itself. Now, all other things added makes the paracetamol. But remove that particular one, it's just shock. Shock. C-H-A-L-K. That's what you have. F-N. That's all. That's all you have. Or stash. That's all you have. I'm telling you. In life, favor is what makes all other ingredients to become whole. Anybody who lacks favor will lack a lot of things in life. Please, can you pay for everything that you need in life? Eh? Everything you need in life, you can pay for it. Can I see your hand? There are some things you don't need to pay for. There are some things I enjoy I don't pay for. Because I'm enjoying favor. I'm telling you, there are some things you don't pay for. Because of favor. And I tell you, favor don't come unless you are connected. And we'll be getting to that shortly. Recently, I enjoyed a particular favor I was sharing with one of our brothers here. And I think I've shared with my father also. I went somewhere looking for something. And somebody, something, little something. And the person said, "How many of it do you need?" I said, "I don't know." He said, "Okay, from here to here to that tree down, take as many as you want." I looked at him. I said, "What did you say?" He said, "I mean, from this place to that place, down as much as you want to take. You just keep taking." I said, "Do you understand what I said?" "No, I know what I'm saying. Just take." I didn't go back because I was scared. He called me, said, "Come now, let's measure this thing so that you can have it." I said, "If I mention how much it is, many of us will be scared." That's favor. He went and measured by himself, then forced me to come. The brother is here. He was there. And when we finish that, I said, "Hey, you can look at this side also. I think this side will be good. You can take this side as well. Just take this side as well. As much as you want, take it. No problem." Then there's some economic tree on it. Say, "Sir, we can cut this tree and use it to do this and this. You can have it as well." I say, "That's favor." I don't know him. It's just favor. Brethren, there are things that if you pay for it, you might finish your bank account. But favor will give it to you and add more to your bank account. When you enjoy such, you will not celebrate. You will celebrate. You must celebrate. So favor is vital. It's very important. And the opposite of favor is disfavor. So it means that when a man lacks favor, he lacks everything. Hallelujah. That can lead him to celebration. Favor is what had flavor to life. That means disfavor takes away flavor from life. And what brings celebration is the flavors of life. Hallelujah. Your life shall be beautified, flavored, and colorful in the name of Jesus. How to destroy opposition? Now we have seen some of this opposition. How to destroy all this opposition? How to get them out of the way? Number one is live a holy life. Live a holy life. Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3. Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3. The Bible says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the ways of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Now, his leaves we also know withered." And this is the part I love so much. It says, And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. But as a condition, the man is not seated in the place of the scornful, neither is he involved in iniquity. The scornful are people that look at people and say they are nothing. Scorn people. And you join forces with such. That was what I was talking about earlier. You are cheating yourself. Don't sit with such. Don't sit down to discuss such. Because it brings curse. The opposite of the blessing here is curse. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So an iniquitous life leads to a wasteful life. A life of iniquity is a life of bondage. And he that wants to enjoy the blessings of God must be ready to step aside and to abide by the law and the principles of God. You must be ready to enjoy that. Number two is pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10, 9 to 10. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 to 10. The Bible said, "And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, established fat column." And now let's give a profile of this man, Jabez. The Bible started by introducing Jabez. If you read this book of 1 Chronicles from chapter 1, the Bible was mentioning genealogies of the children of Israel. And nobody was giving attention until it got to Jabez. The Bible got purse and said, no, I can't continue without talking about this one. This one is distinguished. This one is separated from them. And Jabez was more honorable than all his brethren. Established fact. And let's give a profile of him. His mother called his name Jabez because when he said, and Jabez, and you know the meaning of Jabez, Jabez means sorrow. Saying, because I bear him with sorrow. But Jabez did something. And that's what we are doing this morning. And the Bible says, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that my hand, under your hand might be with me, and thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. Evil grieves. Sin grieves. And God answered him. And the Bible made us to know that God granted him that which he requested. This morning, God will grant you that which you will request in the name of Jesus. Prayer is important. Sometimes when we pray, don't get away from the place of prayer with a doubtful heart. Leave the place of prayer with an affirmation and a confirmation in your heart and in your spirit that God has answered your prayer. Sometimes it's difficult to do. I will not lie to you. Sometimes it's difficult. But sometimes you pray for some things, you ask yourself, is this thing possible? But I can tell you it's possible. Because with God, all things are possible. Praise the Lord. So prayer is very important. Number three is connect with the prophetic unction. Connect with the prophetic unction. Connect with the prophetic unction. Unction means the anointing. And the work of the anointing is to break yoke. Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27. The function of the anointed is to bless, is to destroy the works of darkness, to heal the sick, to set the captive free. That is the work of the anointing. Your connection to the prophetic unction is what establishes you. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. Can we read it quickly? 2 Chronicles 20, 20. Hallelujah. And they rose up early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophet, so shall ye prosper. Your prosperity is tied to the prophetic unction that God has given over you. And the anointing you don't believe in cannot prosper you. The unction that you don't support cannot aid you. The anointing you don't believe, the unction you don't support cannot aid you. The unction that you despise in your heart can never aid your destiny. I'm telling you. God is a God of principle. Well, they touch not my anointed. And do my prophet no harm. Brethren, it's a dangerous thing. It's a dangerous thing to speak evil or do evil against the anointed of God. One thing that hastened the death of King Saul was his pursuance of the anointed of God, David. One thing that helped David to assess the throne was his refusal to strike the anointed of God. Even when he knew that God has rejected him, he said, he is still an anointed of God. How will I stretch forth my hand to strike the anointed of God? God forbid it! And people that even came to lie to him, that they did, cut them off. Ask the young men around him to destroy them. Say, you are not even afraid. You are not even your old erotia by. You are not afraid. You can lift up your head against the anointing of God. I ask myself, where is our understanding of the scripture? A few people will see a servant of God as a yo-yo and say things that is irritating. Where is our fear? Where is our fear? Oh, we see that we don't read the scripture. Saul has been rejected. David was fully aware of that. Yet, I will not strike. I cannot strike. Why? Because he understood the principle of God, that God has said earlier, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. The prophetic unction is a powerful unction. It destroys yoke, heals. And God does not joke with his anointed, because it costs God to anoint. Time will not permit me to go into that. Nobody that is anointed of God that will not cost God something. It will only cost something. That is a deep secret. Deep secret. When someone is anointed, it can be your son, it can be your husband, it can be your wife. Respect the anointing. Respect it. If you want to grow and you want to enjoy bliss, respect the anointing. Respect the anointing. Also, be connected per time to the anointing. Be connected per time. Don't detach yourself from the anointed ones. I am a beneficiary of such grace. I can say it 1,000 times. I'm a full beneficiary of that grace. And I prayed that God will give me the grace to remain connected forever. Remain connected. Because I know what it means. I know what it means. Praise the Lord. Number four. I will just hurry up because my time is almost up. Is be humble. Be humble. Be humble. Be humble. Be humble. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, that I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. The condition is if they will be humble. There is no forgiveness without repentance, and there is no repentance without humility. That's the truth. There is no forgiveness without repentance, there is no repentance without humility. You cannot repent if you are not humble. It takes humility to repent. Turn to your neighbor, say, be humble. Say, be humble. In the book of 2 Kings chapter 5, from verse 1 to 14, I'll paraphrase the story because of my time. There is a story of this man called Naaman, a general in the Syrian army. He wanted a miracle, but he did not want to humble himself. The servant of God said, the prophet of God said, okay, you have come to connect to the prophetic anointing. This is the instruction. Do this. The man said, are there no better river in Syria than me? A whole general will not come and take my bath in this river Jordan, that is not half of the rivers of Damascus and the beautiful rivers. In fact, I believe the man has a swimming pool in his house. And he has been bathed in the swimming pool all this while. He did not receive his healing. Now they say, just go and dip yourself. He's for me. For me. Thank God for the wise servants that he has. May God give you wise supporters and people that can tell you the truth. And may God give you the grace to hear it. You know, there are some people, they, if it were to be today's politician, they support the next day, Oga, Ejalojare. Because they are psychophants. But those who say, if this man has asked you of this, won't you do it? After all, you've been bathing in those rivers that you say you have and nothing happened. Humble yourself, Oga. Then he humbled himself, took a step, And the Bible says his skin was restored like that of a baby. Brethren, sometimes it takes humility to assess celebration. It takes humility. Sometimes it takes humility to assess celebration. And you know why? Because it takes humility to follow instructions. Most especially when you also know. It takes humility. And that's why when I see humble people, I cherish humble people a lot. Why? Because humble people are people that can easily understand instructions and abide with it. Praise the Lord. You cannot be loyal if you are not humble. No, it's not possible. Loyalty cannot be battered if you are not humble. And the Bible said, God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. May grace be given unto you in the name of Jesus. I said, grace for humility be given unto you in the name of Jesus. May we not see ourselves. You see, there's a saying, someone once said something. He said, Christians, Christ does not send anyone away empty. No one comes to Christ and Christ will send you away empty. But only those who are full of themselves. Christ will not send anybody away empty. Only those who are full of themselves. Full, F-U-L-L, full of themselves. And you know what? The reason is this. Because they are already full of themselves. There's no place for Christ to drop his blessings in their life. May you not be full of yourself. May you not be full of yourself. May there still be room for Christ to drop his blessings into your life. May there still be room in your life for Christ to drop celebration, advancement, promotion, increase in the name of Jesus. May there still be room for you to enjoy the best of God in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All eyes bowed, all eyes closed. You are here this morning. You want to enjoy this grace that we have spoken about this morning. I want you to know the key to it is to separate yourself from iniquity. The key to it is to be connected to Christ. The key to it is to surrender yourself to Christ. If you are here this morning, you want to give your life to Christ, you can signify it by waving your hand to Jesus. Or you want to reconsider, you want to reconcile yourself back to God, you can please also wave your hand to Jesus. And if you are watching us on the internet, and you want to take the same step, I want you to know that the door of salvation is open unto you. And as we pray this morning, God will save you and give you the grace to know him and to accept him as your Lord and personal Savior in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If you are watching us on the internet and you are taking this on all important decision, you can please send us a mail via the email that is being displayed on the screen, or send us an SMS via the numbers that are being displayed on the screen. Can we all rise up on our feet as we pray? Can we rise up on our feet as we pray this morning? I want to say, Father, thank you for the release of your word and for your blessings upon my life. Lift up your voice and bless his name. Say, Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the release of your word and your blessings upon my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Worship him. Worship him. Give him all the praises. Say, Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Media, God will bless you wonderfully. You made me to remember this. God will bless you wonderfully. And you send it at the best time. What I wanted to say is at the best time. Let's jam our hands together for media. Hallelujah. Now, can you see that feast? That feast is not a feast of somebody that wants to play. It's not a feast of somebody that wants to rob somebody's head. If you want to rob somebody's head, do you do like this? It's a feast of somebody that is ready for battle. Now, look at that feast very well. You will see some splinters coming. The feast have just given a blow. And the blow was so mighty that part of the splinter of the thing this feast eat is still on the hand showing. And that is the kind of blow we want to give to the devil this morning. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, prepare your feast in the spiritual realm. Don't give somebody beside you a blow. Prepare your feast. But if the person is not praying very well, you can give him a knock. Just a knock. They pray, brother. Prepare a feast spiritually. Because this morning we are blowing away every opposition to our celebration in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, empower me for destruction of every opposition to my celebration. Prayers in the name of Jesus. Father, empower me for the destruction of every form of opposition to my breakthrough, to my success, to my advancement in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord God, empower me in the name of Jesus for the destruction of every forces of darkness that has been, oh Lord, assigned against my celebration. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. I am empowered to exercise dominion and victory over every opposition to my celebration. Declare it in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, I am empowered by your spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You are going to say, oh Lord, let every opposition to my success, to my advancement, to my celebration be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Let every opposition, Lord God, to my goodness, to my joy, to my breakthrough, to my success, academically, financially, maritally, in my ministry, every opposition to the advancement, oh Lord, let them be destroyed. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free. You are going to say, Father, I receive grace to live a holy life, free from every form of unrighteousness and carnality. I receive the grace, O Lord. I receive the grace, O Lord. I receive the grace, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, I receive the grace, O Lord. I receive the grace, O Lord. I receive the grace, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We are going to pray this one for the church of God. Jesus says, I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail. In other words, nobody, no one can prevail against the church of God. But we have to enforce that. And that is why we are going to pray this morning. We are going to say, Father, any evil gang up, any evil organization, any evil orchestration against this commission and the leadership of this church, Father, destroy them all in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray in the name of Jesus.
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.